The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Kul Daf Lamed Dalet. We're going to be tackling Be'ez Hashem the next few dafim, a specific area in Hilchos Tumah V'Torah, which is difficult enough as it is, but this is a specialized sub-area, which is the Dinim of Kabbalah's Tumah L'Gabei Tumas Oichlin. It's important to note, we've spoken this at another Shiurim, that the Rambam has a Mechudish to Geshita. The Chinuch goes with it, even though the Chinuch waters down the Rambam a little bit. The Rambam is Choylik on the Rambam Mikol V'Kol. The Rambam has a tzettel, a whole list of mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs of Tumah. From mitzvah tzaddik vov and on, Tumas Nevelo, Tumas Shrotzen, Tumas Eichlin, Tumas Nida, Yerledes, Taras, Tumas Azov, Shekhvazer, Tumas Zovo, Tumas Ameis. Now each Tumah has its dinim, obviously. Unique characteristics, how it's mekabel Tumah, what the shear is, what the Tumah is mechayev, how to be mitayev from it. So the Ramban's objection is that these are not mitzvahs. These are all emtsoim, these are dinim, how a person becomes Tumah. Person becomes Tameh, then he has mitzvahs. He has a lav on eating truma, on eating kotchim, on being with Tameh, other things, on going to the base of English, so on and so forth. But not that Tuma itself is a mitzvah. The Rambam says it, that he counts as mitzvahs every institution in halacha. Every part of halacha, every subcategory of halacha is defined as a separate mitzvah. But there itself, the Rambam sheet is mechudish enough on its own. But there itself is mechayiv a mokum l'iyun. Would the Rambam say tumah shrotzim? Let's say that each one of the shrotzim is a separate subcategory. No, of course not. Why? Because the iri in halacha is tumah sheretz, and tumah sheretz they all have the dinim are all in common. Now tumas oichlin, we would think to say that the same way there's halacha, let's say, in sheretz, sheretz touches a person, sheretz is an avatumah, a person becomes a rishon l'tumah, a person then touches food, sheni, whatever can become a sheni l'tumah, he gives that over to truma, shlishi, kodesh goes all the way up to a revi batumah. But all those l'chayra are only protim in what gets tumah, to what is transmitted tumah. Each thing that's mekabel tumah only prote din what's roi lekabel tumah, what's not roi lekabel tumah. Tumah's oichel is interesting because the oichel lechayr is not metame, the oichel is only mekabel tumah. Would you count also as a separate mitzvah that kli cheres, kli matchis, begodim could be mekabel tumah? No, of course not. It's all part of tumah shrotzim, tumah zova, tumah nida, tumah tzaras. Tumah's oichlin is kiveya kanireh, from the Rambam's categorization, that the mitzvah of Tumas Oichlin, that Tumas Oichlin is a separate area of halacha unto itself. It has to be addressed as such. That's a somewhat of a hakdoma to the dafim that we have in front of us, to remember that what we're dealing with is defines itself as a separate distinction. It's not just something that's mekabel tumah, it's a separate distinction called that Oichel can be mekabel and give over tumah. Okay, with that hakdom in mind, let's go into some of the dinim of Kabbalah's Tumah Legabi Oichel. There's a famous machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid in Perek Beis in Hilchos Tumas Oichlin. Again, the Rambam has Tumas Oichlin as a separate area in Halacha, a separate categorization in Halachas, not just as a mitzvah. Tumas Kalim, the Rambam does not kaveh to Kalim, a kli is royal Kabbalah Tumah from a sheretz. It's not just that Oichel is roi lekabel tumah from a sheretz. Tumas Oichlin is a separate area of halacha for itself. Maybe just because some of the halachas are different, but it sounds more like it's keveya mokim le'atzme. The Rambam, the Ravid have a machloikis, if the shear of how choshev the Oichel has to be, obviously not everything that could be called an Oichel is an Oichel. Something that's an oichel. What makes something an oichel? Obviously, fruits that grow from a tree are royal achila. If they're royal achila, they are an oichel. Not every food is created equal. What happens if something is not roi l'achila. Ram says something is a fruit, but it's not roi l'achila. What is the shear of chshivus that something has to have in order to be roi l'achila, in order to be mekabel tumah? Let's break that question down into two parts. How much does it have to be roi l'achila in order to be mekabel tumah? And how much does it have to be roi l'achila to be metameh something else? Now, l'chor, the two should be equal. Either it is an oichel, or it's not an oichel. Problem is, that's not so straightforward. There's a machlokes to Rambam the Ravid. The shita of the Rambam is that, to quote the Rambam, oichel hanifsad me'achila, oichel that became spoiled, it became ois roi l'achila, at she'eni roi l'achilas odo, even though it's still roi l'achilas kelev, is not mekabel tumah. But, the Rambam says over there, this is again in Perek Beis, the first Rambam that we quote is Halach Yudal, the second is in Halach Yudches. The Rambam says that something that was Mekabel Tumah already, an Oichel, an apple, that was Mekabel Tumah from a Sheret, will transmit the Tumah to something else. Not everything can become a Shein in the Tumah, but whatever it can become, or a mess, let's say, that's not the Avois, will also make Oichel only a Rishon. It has to be something that's Roy L'Sheini. But if it's roi l'achilas kelev, even though it's nifsa me'achilas odom, if it's roi l'achilas kelev, it'll transmit tumah until the point when it's nifsa me'achilas kelev. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ravid holds you can't split this halacha into two. Roi l'achilas, roi l'achilas, like we said, oichel is oichel, roi l'achilas, roi l'achilas. Loshon of Rashi and Pesachim daf memheil mit beis, the chol zman shi ru'uya l'kelev lo'i poka teris oichel mino. It's not poka teres oichel min olachar. That means it's, it either is an oichel or it's not. If it's an oichel, it's mekabel tumah and it gives over tumah. If it's any roi l'achila, so then it's not mekabel tumah. It doesn't transmit tumah. But at l'chor, the shiurim should be totally one about that. How do we understand the shita of the Rambam? Now let's remind them like this: the shiurim of nifsal me'achila sod and achilas kelev both have makaris. We quoted Rashi before Pesach Memheil Mebeis. Over there, the context happens to be like a different dinei Torah. Nifsam yachilas kelv shteit mevurish, and the Torah's kainim on the pesukim kol oichel ashei ochel says ashei ochel prat lo oichel saruach, which the Rishonim say saruach when it's spoiled, rotten. That's nifsam yachilas kelv. Nifsam yachilas adam is when a person wouldn't eat it. It's not roila that a regular person would eat. It doesn't have to be saruach. It doesn't have to be totally spoiled. Totally spoiled is nifsam yachilas kelv. Shteit kloda, that's the shear. On the other hand, the Mishnah in Tyrus speaks about Nifsam Yachilas Adam. Now, what's interesting is that the Ravid himself is maskim that there is a shear of Achilas Adam being criteria for what's called Oichel. He says it like this. He says that this that we say, that Hein L'Kabel Tumah V'Hein L'Tameh Acherim is Enoi Apoka Mimenu Shem Oichel Ad She Nifsam Yachilas Kelev is only once it already had a status of Oichel because it was Roi L'Achilas Adam. Something that was never roi l'achilas odom is not oichel, period. The Ravid only holds that if it already was oichel, and it deteriorated, it started spoiling, until it's saruach, until it's spoiled legamri, nifsal me'achilas kelev, then it's not poka mimenu shem oichel. Now the Ravid holds that that's poka mimenu shem oichel, lehzen legabi kabol estuma, and legabi lekabol achem. The Rambam holds, legabi lekabol tuma, it still does have a din. Legabe lekabel tuma, it won't be mekabel tuma. Legabe to give over tuma, it'll still give over tuma. Calls man that's not nifsal miachilas kelev. So in order to understand the Rambam, how do you understand mekol oichel ashei ochel as him legabe kabel tuma, him legabe giving over? How do you understand that the criteria of what's still called oichel is not the same thing? Let's introduce another concept: the din of roi lachilas odom is something that we have. Like Rabbi Ol Machol Sassus, the Din, the Gemara learns that Avodah Zara, La Nevela Ruil Lager. When is Nevela Osur? And the Gemara learns that by definition, Ol Machol Sassus, only when it's Roy Lachilas Adam. Something that's not Roy Lachilas Adam. The halacha is that if it's not Roy Lachilas Adam, it's not Nevela Ruil Lager. There's no Isra Achilu. There's a totally separate halacha, related, but l'chor totally separate conceptually, which is called, somebody eats machol sasuris, sugis and kol shor, in the second pack of psalm, somebody eats machol sasuris, shaloi kiderech achilo. He eats where he, let's say he eats something when it's scalding hot that it burns his throat. He swallows in a ray, or let's say the Gemara says, ochal chai, he eats something raw, which should be cooked. Over there, the halacha is also there. It's not over midaraisach upon him. It's not over on the yisuri achila. Why? Shalakid achachim. Now, lachar, it's two distinct halachas. One, when something is not royal achila sodom, it's not an oichel. It's not a cheftza of macholz asuris. It's not, the Torah calls nevela asheb harui leger. It's not a nevela. It's not a cheftza of a nevela. It's not macholz asuris. It's not a michael. Something that you eat scalding hot and you pour it down your throat, or you eat it, let's say, when you're stuffed, and it's achila gaso, there's something with the food that's in roi. The food itself is definitely machalos asuris. If it would fall into a pot of chicken soup, you better believe it would asur it up. The problem is only with the maisa achila, that a person eats in a way that's not consistent with a normal method of eating, so it's any roi lachila, so he's not doing a maisa achila. It's a loisoikal, that's not called loisoikal. What's interesting is, all of the and this, the Rambam puts the two together. Mamish has the same halacha in Hilchos Machalos Asuris a few times. What you see from the Rambam is that the Rambam didn't have that this musig of nifsam me'achilas odom is that it's not a cheftza machalos asuris. The Rambam held be'etzem that the shear of something being nifsal, that's ois oichel, that's not a cheftza of that thing anymore. It's not defined anymore. An apple, in order not to be an apple anymore, it has to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. If it once upon a time was an apple, until it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, it's still an apple. The din that's the nifsal me'achilas odom is any roi lager, is any roi lager mitzad the maisa achila. Mitzad the oichel itself, it's macholos asurois, and it will, it should have been asa. Except that you can't do a maisa achila on it. If you can't do a maisa achila on it, it's a mel, it's the same aloha, shalaka da achila. It's a chiddush in the Rambam, v'yesh laharach tuva. What do we want to bring out from this Rambam? That in Cain, the sheer of something being ois oichel, Legabe tumah, the Torah says, Mikol oichel asher yo'ochel. When is it not an oichel anymore? Only when it's nifsa me'achil askelet. If something was mekabel tumah, it's still an oichel, it's an oichel shenitma. It'll transmit tumah until it becomes ois oichel. When is that nifsa me'achil askelet? And that's why, by the way, we'll add this in parentheses, the sheer legabe chomitz is in nifsa me'achil askelet. Because chomitz has nothing to do with not having chomitz, has nothing to do with when you can't eat it. Chomitz is also to have, not only not to eat. When is it called chomitz? When is it ois oichel? When is it paka mimenu shem oichel? When it's nifsa me'achilas kelv. There's a tremendous amount of nafkiminis in different things, the shilas of things that are rendered any royal achilas odom. Things that have ingredients in it, disinfectants, cleaning, all these type of shilas, legabe roi lachila, legabe machol sasus, let's say legabe medicines a whole year round, has to be nifsa me'achilas odom. Chomitz, it has to be nifsa me'achilas kel. The reason for that is because chomitz, it has to be pokam imenu, it has to be ois oichel, ois cheftza of an oichel called chomitz. That's only when it's nifsa me'achilas kel. Mashenken, legabe amaisa achila, it's when it's nifsa me'achilas odom. The Rambam will hold, l'chor, the rationale in the Rambam is that when is something mekabel tumah? This that the Rambam holds is mavu in the lashon of the Tesefta, Tes Kohenim, that the Rambam learns it up in a braisa in Maseches Tiris, and the Rambam learns from there that it's not mekabel tumah until it's, if it's nifsa me'achil atzadam. That's because l'gabe mikol ha'oichel, the Tes is mikol ha'oichel asher ye'okel. There's oichel, there's the cheftz of oichel, the object which is called food, as opposed to being dirt on the floor. Something which is nifsa me'achil askelev is not food, it's dirt. It's rubbish lying on the floor, it's not food, it's not oichel. Something that's roi la'achil askelev is food. Call it dog food, but it's food, it's an oichel. But it's not oichel asher ye'ochel. It's not oichel which is ready to be eaten. Because the maisa achila that we're talking about is the maisa achila of an odom. Mikolo oichel asher ye ochel is a tnai legaba kabolas tumah. But if it was mekabel tumah already, then that, it's there. It's an oichel which was mekabel tumah. When is it not tumah anymore? When does it become ois? Tumah that it won't transmit to something else only when it becomes ois oichel. That's nifsa me'achilas kelev. L'chor the Rambam's lishitosoi, the way we described how he defines the halachas of nifsam yachil asadim lagam machol sasuris. As opposed to Rishonim, they clearly differentiate between shalaka derech achila and nifsam yachil asadim. They would not agree with this distinction. Because they would hold that nifsam yachil asadim also means that it does not have a shame oichel. Lagam echom, it's a different din, that even if it's any royal achila, it's not an oichel, but it's machmetzes. Something else. The Rambam holds no. It's an oichel if it's roi lachilas kelev, and that's why chometz the shir minat Torah is nifsam yachilas kelev. Mashenkin legam machol sasus another halacha that you have to do a ma'is achila. By the way, one could argue that if nifsam yachilas adam, so maybe you won't be over because you didn't do a ma'is achila if you eat a nevelo soruach. What happens if it falls into a pot of chol? So then you're doing the ma'is achila on the chol. Again, the Rambam is consistent with his shita. The Rambam has a mechudish to the shita, how he learns the sugya of tam ki ikar. We'll speak about this in Yitz Hashem later on, Bez Hashem in the sugyas of taruvus and basim b'kolov. What is the Rambam shita in machol sasuris in tam ki ikar, and why the Rambam shita over there is consistent with holding that if it you can't do a ma'isachil on it, then there won't be tam ki ikar, won't ask up the pot of food either. That is, but that's mamish the Rambam l'shitose. Upon the Rambam yishavnu al nochoin, that the Rambam split in tumo is really a split legabe the chefza, the shame chefza of oichel, as opposed to the shame of oichel ashe yeochel, which is oimid for a maisa achila. This is the first part of understanding how we understand the distinction between Kabbalah's tumo and transmitting that tumo. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ravid obviously doesn't agree. But the Ravid does agree that if it's not oichel asheye ochel in the first place, then you can't retain shem oichel. That's for sure, that something which is not asheye ochel is not an oichel. It's only if it was roi lachilo, it's not pokem emenu shem achilo, i.e. the fact that it's still roi lachilo as kelef. That's the opinion of the Ravid. Like we said, the Rambam is mechalek between the two noisim.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.